Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 66 degrees in the capital city. Look for a low tonight of 54, max tomorrow. And some rain in the forecast for tonight and tomorrow. Better cover up those chickens. 72 degrees expected for a high tomorrow. In studio with us is Desmond Adams, the 1 degree Difference by Desmond Adams. We're going to be talking about that and other things. It's so hard to keep control of this when Desmond's in studio. Welcome back to the News Hour, Desmond.
Michael, thank you. Control. Does anyone really have control?
No, not when you come in here.
I appreciate that from the positive.
But it has been fun. I mean, you're hanging around in here and, you know, just kind of hanging out with us. And,
absolutely.
And doing your thing.
It is enjoyable. And I will take that human capital.
Please do that.
The human capital survey.
Because we need lots of people to take this human capital survey. DesMoinesMetro.com, DesMoinesMetro.com.
Yes, yes.
So, what do we get to talk about today?
Michael, you know, it's interesting. Some people have talked a little bit about how can you impact their small business or their closely held business. Right, they're closely held, owner managed, as Sam Creamer likes to say. Owner managed business.
Sam has slipped me another slider. You know, it was called closely held businesses, and then Sam Creamer comes in to do the law segment last week, and he flips it on me, and now it's
owner managed.
Owner managed.
Yes.
I said, well, it used to be small business, and then it was, you know, closely held company. Now it's owner managed. So I new words I have to learn.
Yes. Well, you know, along that line.
And those owner managed businesses, by the way, are those folks that an owner manages the business.
That's, absolutely. Yeah, exactly what it says. So how can they impact their business doing what they already do, but maybe with a 1 degree difference change? So, you know, recently I was involved in helping. I'm on the team helping to raise $19 million for our local
Broadlawns
mm-hmm. Hospital.
How did that go, by the way?
For mental health. That phenomenal. $66,000. Thank you for asking. $66,000 was raised last Thursday evening at Wakanda Golf and Country Club for the Cakes and Cocktails
very
events
nice.
For 2014.
Very nice. We were pleased that we could help.
Very. And thank you, all of your help and all of your listening audience. Thank you as well, as we have heard from many of them via social media
good.
As well.
Good.
But I want to talk about charitable giving.
Okay.
But the impact, for what that impact can be on a company. Have you ever thought about that, Michael?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, as leading a non-for-profit for 10 years, I was very involved in helping to explain to closely held businesses or owner-managed businesses, small businesses, large businesses,
yes.
the impact that they can have through charitable giving.
Well, it's interesting, Michael. I like to run down, if I can,
sure.
just my top five.
You betcha.
And that impact. And, you know, number one, it can help a company recruit employees, because employees want to make certain that, you know, why do you think that's, let me ask you, why do you think
I know exactly why that is so important, because employees want to matter. People that go to work for a company want to matter. And one of the things that you shouldn't be asking a prospective employee is explain your resume. Maybe another better question might be, tell us what you do to make the community better.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Leadership from that standpoint. Number two, Michael, help a company engage with the community. Help a company engage with their community.
If you engage with the community, that's like earned media. You know, that's free publicity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Separates you amongst your peers.
Absolutely.
Third, help a company retain employees.
If they're having fun, if they feel as though that they are an integral part of the community and doing something good, why not?
Impactful.
Yeah.
My fourth is help a company attract customers. Well, customers are like employees, right?
Yeah,
Some of your best customers are going to come because of your best employees.
And if you're doing good,
then what's going to happen?
Yes.
And my fifth would be to help companies attract investors.
I hadn't thought of that.
When at some point you own a business, the goal is to sell the business. You're not going to be in business forever. So if you are, if you're in business, you're going to look at business from an end perspective. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to look at it from an end perspective, you increase your company value by the value that the company adds to the community. Therefore, someone would want to purchase the leadership that you're having with the community. Therefore, your business is prospering.
Very good.
Interesting aspect. High profile donation efforts can help a company build a social brand around their brand.
Absolutely.
Now, in your private business, in your owner-managed business, in your closely held mm-hmm. business, you deal with marketing. Mm-hmm. When someone has the ability to have a company that can build a social brand around their company brand, are there not tremendous benefits that can come from
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. And that's why so many owner-managed companies decide for themselves to join various chambers of commerce because they want to give back to the community. That's why United Way is so successful, because they reach out to these small businesses, not just Wellmark, not just the big business, which are grateful for their support and they can afford to do it. But so too are those gifts of time and money and effort that come from owner-managed companies.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that's overlooked. That's one of those things that some of our smaller...
Or taken for granted.
Smaller businesses, we don't spend the same amount of time understanding that your impact is just as great, if not greater, than some of your large institutions. Because we only have 500 Fortune 500 companies, folks. We only have 1,000 micro, the second step down. The majority of business out here are your small to medium-sized companies. Yeah. And when those companies step up for leadership capacities within their community, you start to see a significant difference.
Absolutely. Desmond Adams, ladies and gentlemen, words of wisdom. Words of wisdom, just 1 degree.
Just 1 degree. Just make a 1 degree difference and you will exponentially get there.
And his thoughts about charitable giving for business.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. As always, we're going to step aside for the Wall Street Journal report. We've got the stocks of local interest. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a listen to the agribusiness report and the commodity numbers. That's all ahead of our next guest, Maggie Spellman from Z's. Everybody deserves a fresh start. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, that sounds good. You ought to have headphones on, Desmond. You could really hear this. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour.